Hello, and welcome to the Write Script Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Tanner, and today we're going to be talking about the importance of knowing what your characters want. And the reason I'm doing this episode is because a lot of people go into their projects and they don't even know what their character's motivation is, what they want, or what they need in order to get the desired outcome. And that's really problematic because if you don't know what your character wants, you really have no story. And at that point, you need to go back to the drawing board and figure out, okay, who is my protagonist? What does he or she want? What is their background? What are they up against? And then once you know for sure, like 1,000%, you know what they want, then you have to then figure out what are they willing to do to get it? What are they willing to sacrifice? What are they willing to put themselves through? What are they willing to give up? Maybe they're an addict, maybe they're a parent, but they're going through a rough patch and they have to sacrifice time with their children to work two jobs just to pay the bills and make ends meet. It could literally be anything, but once you know what they want, it will become easier for you to build conflict around your character. And this is another mistake that I see a lot of writers doing. And I'll raise my hand, like, everything I tell you guys not to do, I've done it. So I'm speaking from firsthand experience here. So the main thing you don't want to do is be too precious with your characters. And by too precious, I mean, don't treat them like they're a teacup that's about to break. You have to treat them like a parent who is disciplining their child. You know, like, honey, this hurts me more than it hurts you. You know, that kind of energy. You need to make sure that your characters feel the conflict. You don't want to get into the trap of making things too easy for them. You want it to be a struggle. You want it to be a journey where they stumble, they fall, and they learn, and they get up, and they keep going, because that is the only way they are going to evolve, and it'll make your audience love them that much more because they can relate to them. They can relate to the struggle of that character. A movie that comes to mind, and I've watched this movie so many times, you guys. It's an old school movie, Good Will Hunting. Those of you that follow me a lot, I use that movie a lot as an example because the backstory of Will Hunter is just so interesting to me. How he was a foster kid and how he was abused by his foster father and how he was abandoned by his biological parents and a ward of the state and all that kind of stuff. And how by the time he got to adulthood, he didn't trust anybody. He didn't believe in love. He didn't believe in just having that type of intimacy with anybody because, oh, if I get too close to somebody, they'll hurt me, right? I don't deserve it. I was told when I was a kid that I was nothing, that I was never going to be anything. And you're telling me you love me. Why do you love me? I'm not lovable. It was already decided years ago that I'm not. See, that's the internal conflict of Will Hunter. That's why as a writer, too, you have to almost be a psychologist as well, because you have to understand the psyche of your characters, which you will know once you do a character bio and once you find out what they want above all else. And for Will, what he truly, truly wanted was to be happy. He truly wanted to live his full potential, but he was scared to because he didn't feel like he deserved it. And so what did he do? he tried to self-sabotage. They set up all those interviews for him, right? With companies that would have been willing to pay him a fat salary. And what did he do? He said no. Well, he didn't even say no. I take that back. He sent his best friend to pose as him and pretend to be him. He didn't even show up. So he shot himself in the foot before he even got started. And this is just an example, but it's a really strong example because it shows the mental conflict as well, the emotional conflict, and how his childhood trauma followed him into adulthood because he hadn't resolved it. And so it was a whole journey for him to go through where he was healing from his abuse and where he finally realized that the abuse he went through had nothing to do with him. He was being abused by people who had their own trauma and it had nothing to do with him. He became collateral damage. And anybody who has seen that movie, you know that iconic scene near the very end when Robert Williams' character hugs him and tells him, "It's not your fault," over and over. "It's not your fault." And at first, Will is like, "Oh, come on, I know it's not my fault. Why do you have to keep reiterating it to me?" And he's like, "I'm telling you, it's not your fault." And then finally, Will breaks down because all this time, he had been carrying all that emotional baggage, and he didn't even realize how much pain he was in until he allowed himself to feel it and really release all the pain, all the turmoil, all the trauma that he had bottled up inside of him, right? And that scene was powerful, you guys. Side note, like, I cannot watch that movie and not cry, because that movie, it was so relatable. And that's what I'm saying. Your audience needs to be emotionally connected to your character's outcome. They need to feel like they are going on a journey with your character. They need to feel like they're along for the ride. They're watching it unfold, like they're in the front seat or the passenger seat, right, of the vehicle as it's going. They need to feel that way. And the best way to do that is to let your characters screw up. They're going to say the wrong things, you guys. They're going to embarrass themselves in front of the girl they like. They're going to be the laughingstock of their job or their class. They're going to go through money problems. They might be going through a divorce. They might be going through heartbreak, depression. They might be a recovering addict. It could be anything. But above all, you do not want to fall into that trap of making your characters too perfect. Don't make them perfect, because I'm going to tell you right now, nobody can relate to that. Nobody. And I have seen people do this in screenplays where they make their main character so perfect, and it's like, okay, but what do they go through? Where is the struggle? Where is the journey? Where is the learning curve? Like, where is it? And when I would ask people that, they'd be like, "Well, you know, I don't want to be too rough on them." And it's like, no, you need to be, because that is life. Life is not easy on any of us, unfortunately, right? I'm sure we all in real life wish that life would be easy on us, but We even know this as human beings. It doesn't work that way. So the rules do not change in the screenplay. You need to make sure that your characters are humanized, that they are relatable, that your audience can say, "Whoa, I see aspects of myself in that character. Just wow, I can't believe it," you know? But that's really what you want. And once you know what they want, you'll be able to center the conflict around that. Like, ask yourself, what would be the worst possible thing to happen to my character? And go from there. Go from there, and don't be afraid to get dark with it. Don't be afraid to be harsh with it. Don't be afraid to rip the rug right out from under them. that is what you want. I am telling you. But anyway, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Like, share, subscribe, check out the Write Script podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, Anchor, and of course, iHeartRadio. Have a good one, and I'll catch you again in the next episode.